Ladd's first full planning meeting, a play written by Bob Willerton and featuring the voices of members of Trinity Players.
I'm really looking forward to this session, Brian.
What, sitting in Trinity Players' cold hall with Geordie and Ivan?
Well, we'll be recording our stuff for him to broadcast.
Fair enough. Might be a laugh.
Please, wait for me.
Oh, it's that Carol from the quiz night. She unnerves me.
Just remember, tell her nothing, no detail. She uses it to run around inside your head.
Well, where are you two hunks off to at such a pace?
We're going to Trinity Hall to start recording a radio show.
Very discreet, Pete.
Well, what luck. I'm heading there myself. Let me link you, Peter.
Oh, smashing, we do need some feminine input.
So, boys, any more parties in Tibbydale?
How did you know about...
Phyllis and Lorraine are mates. I understand the after-party at Folky Gens was quite an affair.
Well, the Cawthorn lads didn't stay long.
I think arriving to you dressed as a queen and Ken as a dwarf took them by surprise.
Oh, God, I wish I'd been a fly on the wall.
You'd have made a nice prince with those pins.
Ta, I think.
Peter, I think you're a little bit scared of me, even though we went to school together.
Oh, it's not you, just you. It's the idea of your husband.
Well, he's been gone 5 years.
Yeah, but I can still see him juggling those butcher's knives at the barbecue.
Well, I've got my eye on you, Petey.
Anyway, here we are now. I wonder if Trinity will ever finish painting these doors.
Ah, great to see you, lads. Pull up a pew.
Yes, welcome, fellow thespians. Ah, the thrill of the crowd, the smell of the grease paint.
It's radio.
Hiya, everyone. Hello, Carol Pets. Oh, I like your hair. It's different, isn't it?
Hello, Mum. I forgot you were coming.
Oh, I wouldn't miss it for the world. I've got a new hat.
It's radio.
It wouldn't stop her.
Right, everyone, this is the plan. A practice run-through. Go round the table and start a few discussions. I record it today on this iPad and then get back to you with any comments. So, to get us started, let's discuss the town centre.
Well, in my honest opinion, the whole shopping centre is pretty poor.
You don't need to shout, it picks up pretty well.
The Leith Police dismisseth us.
Maybe not whispering, just normal voices and accent.
What's wrong with the precinct? I quite like it.
Well, there's nowhere to buy yeast, for example.
I get mine dried from Aldi.
What the flip do you want yeast for?
I might want to bake summat.
Like what? You nearly poisoned us all with that simmel cake.
Those raisins you gave me were off.
Well, I think there are too many noisy adolescents in town.
Definitely are, yeah.
They're under your feet, everywhere. Noisy, yes, well, awful.
I quite agree.
You can say that again.
There's just too many.
Yeah,
it used to be like that.
Just complaining about the state of the town is a bit tedious.
Well, maybe a nice cup of tea will help us think. Is there anything here?
Nah, I had a good scout round earlier.
Yeah, I'll bet you did.
But I found a lot of bottles of wine and some little glasses. I could try one.
I'm pretty sure that'll be communion wine. They bless it, you know.
Is it a sin to purloin a little?
Nah, they'll never miss one.
I'll pour it.
Lovely. It'll warm us up, eh, Peter?
I'm not sure.
Do you want a glass or not?
Well, just a small one.
They're all small, tiny even. I'll have another.
I think getting squiffy affects the holy moment of transubstantiation.
Fascinating image, though.
Well, I think it has a refreshing bouquet and an aftertaste of blackberries.
Well, top us up then. You know, as it's been blessed, I thought it might taste special, different, or awesome.
Holy, full of warmth.
Smooth and discerning on the palate. It's Aldi's best Shiraz.
Maybe next time someone could bring some tea stuff. Hey, how about a cake, ladies?
It has to be a woman to do the domestics.
I do make a rather nice angel cake.
Oh, I like a man who can rise to the occasion.
She's not kidding. Anyway, I thought you were bringing a drink, Pete.
Yes, hot chocolate, but I only bought my small thermos. See?
Yes, it is small. I thought it was a sex toy.
A tartan vibrator. What size batteries would it need?
Anyway, back to the family-friendly plot. Ken, did you find any music?
Yes, I found a little ballad about the town from a local lad. Well, Mexborough, actually. Lenny Lunn. He was a founder member of Wurzel Grunters, who had a fallout with a lute player and formed Black Jakes. Now, they're an interesting collective who...
Yep, your knowledge is still impede, but it might be a touch too much detail for the listener.
And it's boring.
Who's Black Jake? Sounds fruity. I remember Blackjacks. Four for a penny. Old penny, mind you.
OK. My new group, the Barnyard Popsicles, could record some of it.
What sort of music do you do? He asked in all sincerity.
It's a folk thrash metal fusion with a hint of skiffle.
And do you sing?
I do backing, and I'm working on playing the spoons.
I think I could help you with the...
Don't you even think about providing bloody spoons.
Well, any more suggestions? Pete? Brian?
I've collected quite a few bird songs. Ooh, and some nice pictures of the canal.
It's radio.
Shall I get the lads to record a nice intro tune? I wondered about William Tell, though.
Well, look, guys, it might not seem like it, but I've captured some interesting material. Now, if we can all come up with a recent local history story, let's meet at the same time next week.
I can bring some home brew.
I'll do a cake or buns.
I'll bring me spoons.
I'll bring earmuffs and Alka-Seltzers.
Well, that's a wrap. And we have a plan.
Just one last thing. What shall we wear?
It's radio.